I had to think long and hard about what I could possibly say to you all today about what's happening in Washington, D.C., what's happening more broadly in the nation around the subject of immigration. And I have to tell you, it's the most I've been in Washington, D.C. way too long, 20 years now. And this is the most challenging time I have ever been in. And that includes the days after September 11th. The days, months, years after September 11, when there was, at that time, it felt like just, you know, both the crushing moment for the entire nation, but then the reaction to make it about immigration, to retract and to sort of withdraw from the world and to make everybody objects of suspicion. This seems much, much more profound. It seems much, much more difficult to understand and to identify where it's coming from and how to address it. And I say that make that honest assessment about what I know and what I don't know, right? What is known or knowable in the current immigration environment, because I think this is going to be a community effort to figure this out. I think this is going to be about no one person or perspective having all of the answers, and us all making a concerted effort to talk to each other, to understand and share, you know, what's happening, to work together to understand what's happening, and to share information about best practices and what it is that we're facing. But I also, maybe I'll talk about this sort of at the end of this in terms of what do we do. I also think that this time, and I said this, maybe the one good thing I said, the one correct thing I said last year was, if this environment teaches us anything, is that we can't just be talking and listening to each other.